You are listening to Covenant Dies Radio, helping you and your family to stay pure online. Today my guest is Chris Clapp Logan. Chris is the Director of Communications and Congressional Relations for Enough is Enough, a national leader helping to make the internet safer for families and children. Mrs. Logan educates and advises congressional staff on internet safety issues and legislation. She is also the associate producer and writer of the Internet Safety 101 Empowering Parents educational film series. Today she speaks with us about YouTube. She speaks candidly about this popular video sharing website and how it has become a part of cyber culture, as well as helping parents understand the dangers associated with YouTube.
If you go on YouTube, you'll find a lot of videos that are promoting drug abuse, that are promoting binge drinking, promoting unhealthy behaviors like anorexia and bulimia. And then one of the largest areas that we see and are concerned about with YouTube, of course, is the sexual content that's available. There's so much pornography, so much user-generated pornography, and a lot of content that could actually be deemed as obscenity online that kids can have free and easy access to, that, you know, a young person simply just has to lie about their age to access.
Well, Chris, you know that YouTube is one of the most popular websites online, and it has become a major part of cyber culture. And what trends do you see that parents should be aware of when it comes to YouTube, whether it be good or bad, concerning how kids and teens use YouTube?
Well, I think one of the things first is just that parents really need to understand what YouTube is about. They need to familiarize themselves with the site. You know, the tagline for YouTube is to broadcast yourself. And, you know, this site allows users to upload and share their own original videos. And it is a very popular place among our teens.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Nielsen Online has said that it's one of the, it's the number one online video site. And so while some kids are going on to watch humorous videos or even, entertaining and news-focused videos, they're also going online and unfortunately coming across some really problematic content. I mean, if you go on YouTube, you'll find a lot of videos that are promoting, you know, drug abuse, that are promoting binge drinking, promoting unhealthy, you know, behaviors like anorexia and bulimia. You can actually see how-to guides for creating drug paraphernalia. And so there's a lot of stuff out there that parents aren't really aware of. And then one of the largest areas that we see and are concerned about with YouTube, of course, is the sexual content that's available. There is so much pornography, so much user-generated pornography, and a lot of content that could actually be deemed as obscenity online that kids can have free and easy access to through YouTube. And, you know, it's one of those things that as our kids are so plugged into this online culture, to this broadcast yourself culture, you know, they're coming across these types of behaviors and videos from a new level of peer groups that, you know, are from around the world. And so at times it can actually encourage some of that type of dangerous behavior for children.
Now, isn't pornography on YouTube against the content regulations? I mean, don't they regulate that kind of content there?
Well, they actually do have a separate area for their pornographic content. If you have established a user account and have said that you're 18 or older, then you can access the full world of that pornographic content that's available through YouTube. And also, at times, you know, when these videos go up, because it is user-generated, it takes a while for some of the graphic sexual content to be moved to that area that's supposed to be for the over 18 group. But I think it's important for parents to understand that, a young person simply just has to lie about their age to access that type of content, that pornography, through their site. And so while they do have a set of guidelines for their users, they really have not gone after the pornography on their site. They've just tried to separate it out into an over 18 section.
Well, and I guess in light of that, then, what can a parent do other than, I mean, obviously they could you know, buy an internet filter, block YouTube, I suppose. But if they want to have good discussions with their kids about this, what kind of conversations do you see as being very important for a parent to have with their child about a site like YouTube, where you have these kind of videos being shown, where you can access this kind of material? I mean, what kind of monitoring do you think it would be really helpful? What kind of conversations would be helpful for a parent to have about this?
Well, I mean, YouTube, of course, can be a very wonderful, creative medium and a place where kids can at times showcase their lives in a healthy way, entertaining way. But it really should only be used with close guidance, supervision from an adult.
Sure.
So as I mentioned earlier, we really recommend that parents go to YouTube sites, see what the culture is like on these sites for themselves, and be ready to have a open dialogue, an ongoing dialogue with your child regarding what they're seeing, what they're doing with this site, and of course, any other site. Of course, parents also should know that, you know, the actual age that kids are supposed to be before they sign up for an account is 13. So make sure that your underage kids do not have their own YouTube account. Also, it's important for parents to know the safety resources and privacy settings available through the site. At the bottom of every YouTube page, you can actually check a box that will filter your search results. They have a safety mode to try and, of course, pull out only the, you know, good educational safe content so that your teen or child are not going to come across some of the objectionable content on the site. It's also good for parents, of course, to check their kids' history, check, you know, the browser, see where they're going. Make sure that you've also set clear rules regarding what your kids should do when they're accessing the site, what type of information is okay for them to seek out, and let them know that if they do come across anything upsetting to them, they should come immediately and talk to you. But, of course, parents should also consider using parental control software that can actually block YouTube for their young children, those children that are under 13, and really have a conversation, explore the site before you consider allowing your young teenagers to use that site. But some strong parental controls, of course, can also filter out some of the bad content that a child may access through sites like YouTube.
Well, many parents wonder whether being proactive in helping their kids to be safe or pure online makes any really significant difference at all. Does parental involvement and accountability in the home really help kids to make wiser decisions? I mean, a lot of people who are dealing with the subject of internet safety are targeting educators. They're targeting kids themselves. They're trying to help educate the kids. But a lot of times, the parents wonder, is what I do in my home, does that really make a difference at all when it comes to helping my kids?
Well, we really believe that parents still are the first line of defense when it comes to protecting kids online. And we also believe that we need a multifaceted, multidisciplinary, multi-pronged approach to protect kids online. So
sure,
it is appropriate and great for, you know, a lot of the focus to be around education in the schools, helping, you know, kids themselves protect themselves. But really what it
right.
comes down to is that they need adult guidance. They need mentors in their lives. They need and want healthy boundaries. And, you know, oftentimes that's really the role of the parent. And, you know, we can mm-hmm. talk. So we're blue in the face with kids, and we can get through to them on some level. But, you know, kids are going to be kids. You know, the prefrontal, you know, part of their brain is not fully developed until they're 24, 25. And that's
yeah.
the part of the brain that, you know, governs their, you know, reasoned, sound judgment. And that's oftentimes why you see that kids are getting into trouble when it comes to the internet. And that's oftentimes also why when, you know, we were adolescents, we did some silly things. Kids think that they're invincible. And so we can't
yeah.
leave the responsibility and the burden on the kids alone to protect themselves from this hardcore content online, to always behave with one another online. And, you know, that's really the place where parents have to be involved. We know that, you know, 79% of a child's access to inappropriate content occurs right through the home. And so if a parent is doing their job with regard to parental controls and filters, the likelihood of their child coming across accidentally pornographic material will be significantly reduced. And we have seen a number of studies that show that when a parent even talk to their kid occasionally about online safety, their child is going to be far less likely to engage with an online stranger through the internet, to be engaged in cyberbullying, or to access inappropriate content. So there are studies that show that. And of course, we know just from our work, when I talk to kids, they are seeking boundaries. They're going to keep pushing until they find where their parent has placed that boundary with regard to their offline lives and their online lives. And in the same way that kids are heavily influenced by watching what their parents are doing, parents have to be proactive and they have to be positive role models with regard to internet use. And yes, you know, kids are incredibly net savvy. They are digital citizens, and parents oftentimes are trying to catch up. But even by just sitting down with your child, asking them where they're going, who they're interacting with, catching up with them about their online world in the same way that you do in the offline world is critical to the online safety of children today.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, parents being educated about these things is very important. You guys have developed a wonderful, the Internet Safety 101 is a wonderful tool. I highly recommend parents to take a look at that, to go through the DVDs, to go through the written material, because it is fantastic information that will help parents to really grab a hold of these issues. And also, parents need to be dealing with this in the day to day, not just to know the big issues that are out there, but in the day to day online interactions their kids are having. You know, one of the reasons we've developed our accountability software is so that parents can have a very close understanding of not just what are the big problems their kids are running into, but what are all the gray areas they're coming to? Like, for instance, what are the YouTube videos they're watching? What are the most popular sites that they're visiting, or that they're visiting again and again and again and again? A parent simply knowing that material, knowing that information, enables them to have informed discussions with them, and they don't just approach it naively saying, well, I know you're probably out there doing this. I don't know what it is, but we just want you to be careful. They can actually have real informed discussions, and we think that is so key for a parent who really wants to guard the hearts, minds, and eyes of their kids.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, we encourage parents to use internet safety rules and tools. And the rules are the non-technical measures, having those conversations, setting clear boundaries. But the tools are so important for helping parents to be informed and also for protecting kids online. So software like Covenant Eyes goes a long way in providing strong filters, the accountability software where parents are actually informed about where their kids are going online, the sites that they're visiting, is critical to helping encourage the dialogue between kids and parents, and also making sure that parents are equipped with the knowledge that they need to know regarding what their kids are doing online. And, you know, we encourage parents to do a lot of different things with regard to the technology, but setting time limits to make sure, you know, their kids aren't sneaking out of the bedroom and accessing this type of content, you know, in the middle of the night, which is oftentimes where we see trouble, that, you know, they are using this monitoring software so they're able to keep tabs what they're doing. Unfortunately, we've seen that, you know, a lot of parents feel as though they don't have the right to get involved with what their kids are doing online. You know, their teenagers will say, no, it's my online life, like, you know, back off. And parents really have to reclaim that space on some level to protect them, because of the online dangers are real, they're significant. The internet's a wonderful space for learning, connecting, exploring, and it's an important place for our kids to be engaged with as they prepare for college and as they prepare to go into the workplace. But, you know, they need that strong parental guidance. They need, you know, also to be protected through the software like Covenant Eyes so that they're able to enjoy the many benefits the internet has to offer.
You've been listening to our interview with Chris Clapp Logan. Visit InternetSafety101.org to gain access to the dozens of articles and videos produced by Chris and the Enough is Enough staff. You can also purchase the Internet Safety 101 film series, a widely renowned resource and teaching series that paints a comprehensive picture of the dangers children encounter online. I'm your host, Luke Gilkerson. To hear more of our podcasts, look for Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or visit the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.